Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are at Tani Chada on the second wide line of daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Rina and Mark Goldstein, the Ilan Nishmas Rina's father, Moshe Ben Harav Elazar Shmuel, Alav Shalom, by Judith and Michael Grishko, with Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for the young men and women of the community learning in Eretz Yisrael this year, who made it home safely. Although we're all separated, our community is now more whole, Baruch Hashem. And by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also anonymously, Lizuchus Rufu Shalema, for Rav Pinchas Eliezer Ben Leah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding again Dav Yud Beis and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether a waiter is allowed to use a ner to check the cleanliness of the kelim that he's using, because we were talking yesterday about the chashash of using an ora ner, because shemayata, there's a concern that a person might come to tilt the candle. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the inyan of the chazan checking with the araner, checking the svarim, and what it means exactly that if the tinoko shalbeis rabban are using it, then he's allowed to see what they're up to, but he's not allowed to read. What exactly is he allowed to do? It wasn't abundantly clear in the Mishnah what the chazan, and by chazan we mean gabai, what he is and is not allowed to do as far as checking the Torah with the araner. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit of hilchos nida. We're going to discuss whether a husband with ishto nida is allowed to remain in the same bed. Who be bigdo, vihi be bigda, if both of them are fully clothed. And then we're going to tell a story about Hilchos Nida, and particularly what happened to one fellow who was not careful about Harchakos of Nida. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to tell us the context of all of the Gezeros that we've been discussing, of not to be Mafle Eskela, of not to be Kore La Araner. When did they make those Gezeros? What was going on that brought about that discussion that where they made those gzeros? The Gemara is then going to talk a bit about Hananya ben Chizkiah, because he's going to be mentioned in the Gemara, so we're going to talk a little bit about, or in the Mishnah, so we're going to talk a little bit about him and some of his behaviors. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it, we're going to list the Shmona Asar Davar, that there were 18 gzeros that were all made on one day in the Aliyah of Hananya ben Chizkiah, in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah, and we're going to identify what those 18 gzeros were that were made on that day. So let us begin Tani Chada, second wide line on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. So Tani Chada, Shamash Bode Kosos Ukaros La Araner. The waiter at the Suuda can check on Shabbos the Kalim to see that they're clean using candlelight. V'tanya Idach, but we have another Bryce that says Lo Yivdok. No, he's not allowed to check the Kosos and Ka'aros by an Araner. So it seems like a blatant stira between the two Bryces. Are we Choshesh that the Shamish is going to be Shemayate Saner to check the Kosos, or are we not Choshesh? Says Mar Lo Kasha. Kan Bishamish Kavua, Kan Bishamish She'enu Kavua. The Bryce that says that he's not allowed to use an Araner to check, that's talking about a guy whose job it is on a consistent basis to be the Shamish. Such a person is a little bit more fearful of his boss. He doesn't want to lose his job, and he's going to be very careful to make sure the Kalim are clean. But if it's Shamash She'enu Kavua, he's not so afraid of whoever it is that he's serving, so he's not going to check all that carefully, and you don't have to worry that maybe he's going to be Mata the Ner. V'iba Yosema, second possible answer, Havaha b'Shamash Kavua. It's all talking about a Shamash Kavua. V'lo Kasha, Habed Mashcha, Habed Nafta. The difference is not what kind of Shamash, but what kind of ner we're talking about. The Braisa that says he's not allowed to use a ner is talking about a ner of shemen, because that's where there's a chashash that he's going to be mata. But the Braisa that allows him to check is a ner of neft, which has a very powerful, terrible odor, that since it smells badly when you tilt it over, he's not going to want to tilt it over, because it's going to disgust everybody who's sitting there. It's going to cause a terrible foul odor. So that's the difference between two different types of candles. So Yibayilu, they raise the following shayla. Shamash she'enu kavua b'dimashcha mahu. Now that we have these two answers, that apparently there's no concern b'dinafta, there is concern b'dimashcha, but there's no concern with the shamash she'enu kavua, but there is concern with the shamash kavua. What if you mix and match? What if you have a shamash she'enu kavua, so I'm not so concerned, but the ner is shemen, so I am concerned. So which one is the dominant factor? So Amarav, halacha, the Amarav, that it's mutter for a Shamashayna Kavod to be bodik the Arner, that halacha the in Morin Kane. That's the halacha, but nevertheless, we're not going to paskin that to the Rabbim because we're afraid they're going to be mezalzel in Isurei Shabbos if we go around telling that to the Rabbim. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar, halacha the Morin Kane. No, this is something that is perfectly normal and fine to share with the Rabbim. So Rav Yirmiya bar Abba ikla lebe Rav Asi. One time Rav Yirmiya bar Abba went to Rav Asi's house. Come Shame, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Shamash got up in the house of Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Shamash is a Shamash Einu Kavua, right? So he got up, Kabadik l'nahor d'sharga, and he checked the Kalim using the light of the Ner. So Amar le debitu, Rav Asi's wife, said to Rav Asi, Umar lo avadachi, but wait, you hold that it's Aser to check using the Or HaNer on Shabbos. So Amar la, so Rav Asi said to his wife, Shafke, leave him alone, Kerabe Svirile. He holds like Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, who's his Rebbe, who allows a Shamash Einu Kavua to be Bodik l'Or Ner Shal Shemen on Shabbos, and therefore he's allowed to paskin this way. He's allowed. Meaning, not only does he hold you're allowed to do it, he holds you're even allowed to paskin this way for the rabbin. So we can leave him alone. He's following a viable tradition. Be'emes amru achazan. Then we had said that the gabbai can see where the tinokos are reading from, but he shouldn't read. So the Gemara asks a stira in the Mishnah. How could the Mishnah say that he's not allowed to read with the tinokos? V'amrit reisha. The Mishnah said originally that roeh, that he's seeing where the tinokos are up to. What does it mean he's seeing? My love likros? Doesn't that mean that he's seeing to read along with them? Since the tinokos are being kari la'or aner, so he's no different than they are. So says Gemara, lo, l'sad de rashi parshiyosav. It doesn't mean he's allowed to read with them. He's only allowed to use the or aner to see the beginnings of the parshios that the tinokos are reading, and that way he'll be ready for what to read, because the Rosh HaParsha, the beginning of the Parshios, are more fluent. It's something that he's more fluent in, so he'll remember the whole Parsha the next day in Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, apparently he's not just a Gabbai, he's the Balkore, so he's not allowed to chazer over the entire Parsha, but an expert Balkore, he'll see the first few Pesukim, and the rest will flow. So he's allowed to look at the first few Pesukim, and then it will get his, it'll get him in a groove, and he'll be able to flow through the rest of the Parsha as well. That even though it's also for a chazan to read the entire parsha, but it could be mesader rashi parshiyosav. It could begin from the beginnings of the parshios. The kula parsha los. Ask the Gemara: is it also for him to read the entire parsha la'or aner? Is that really so? Meisvei. But I'll ask you a question on that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yalomer, hatinokos shel beis rabban. You have children that are learning by the Rebbe. How you mesader parshiyosav v'koron la'or aner? They would arrange their parshios on Lel Shabbos and they would read it la'or aner. So it sounds like they're allowed to read the entire parsha la'or aner, not only the beginning of the parsha. So iba yisema rashi parshiosav. One answer could be that it doesn't mean that they were reading the entire parsha, just the rashi parshiosav. Iba yisema, the more pashut answer, I would have thought shiny tinokos. That tinokos are different than the shamash, because hol ve'emas rabban aleihen. They're afraid of their rebbe. They're not going to want to do anything wrong, even on a weekday. They don't do anything without the Rebbe giving them instructions, because they're afraid to step out of line when it used to be that the minute was, the Gemara Maseches Makos tells us, that a Rebbe is allowed to hit a Talmud. So if the Talmud steps out of line, that is no longer the Psak, but it used to be. So if the Talmud steps out of line, he knows that he's risking getting hit, so he wouldn't want to do anything different, and maybe he just has covered for his Rebbe, so he doesn't want to do anything that his Rebbe doesn't want. So he's certainly not going to come to tilt the Ner. It's like the Talmud can't get up in the middle of the classroom and decide that he's going to adjust the lighting in the classroom. That's not something that he would ever do without the permission of the Rebbe. So that's why it's different for Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban than it is for everybody else. Nevertheless, the Rebbe is not allowed to read along with them the entire Parsha, the Ramban explains, because they're not going to stop him from tilting the Ner. So if he goes and reads the entire Parsha, that's still going to be a problem. The Rabbeinu Nissim quotes from Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Nissim Gon quotes from Yerushalmi a different explanation. He says, the Tinokos don't want to really read. Adrabah, they'd be happy if the candle went out. And says says Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. They'd be thrilled, you know. No school for that day. So that's why they're not going to stop the Rebbe from tilting the Aron Ner. They'll say, "Yeah, Rebbe, go tilt the Aron Ner. Let's see how this works out for you." So they're not going to discourage it. So since they're not going to remind the Rebbe not to tilt the Aron Ner, that's why the Rebbe's not allowed to read the entire parsha. We then said a Zav is not allowed to eat together with a Zava because of Hergel Avera. So we can bring a Brisa that highlights just what level of Tahara the Jewish people were on. Tanya, Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bo Re'eh, Ad Heichan Parts of Tahara B'Yisrael. Look how strong Tahara is in Klal Yisrael. You know, Parts of, we normally think of Pritzos as like a terrible thing, like we've broken barriers, but Parts of is also a positive thing. When you break down barriers and nothing stops you, that you're so strong in a particular area. Faratzta yom avakedma. You know, that's a very a positive thing, that we become stronger. So ken yerbe v'chen yefrotz. Right? These are good things. So not every time you see the word pirza or parza or pritzos, is it always something that have a negative connotation? So over here it has a very positive connotation. Look at how great tahara is in Klal Yisrael. Shalosh aninu lo yochel ator im atmeya. It doesn't say that a Torah person shouldn't eat together with the Temeah because of a Hergel Avera, because you don't have to make such a Gzera. Even they would even eat Chulin Betara, so on their own they wouldn't eat together with their wives when their wives were Tameh, because they didn't want to be metame any of their food. The Sfasemus points out the diuk over here is that it didn't say lo yochal im hazava. It said lo yochal hazav im hazava, to dafka highlight that it wasn't necessary to tell anybody but Azav, who has no risk as far as tuma is concerned, because he's as every bit as tame as his wife, that there was no need to tell anyone but Azav that they're not to eat together with the tame person. They wouldn't do that anyway. The Zav, who has no risk, that's where they had to say, look, you don't have a risk of tuma, but we're concerned about hergel avera. Ella lo yochla zav im azav mnei hergel avera. So that's the level of tahara that the Jewish people were on, as reflected in the lashon of our Mishnah. Kayotze bo lo yochal zav parush im zav ma'aretz. We also don't want a Zav who typically eats his Chulin Betahara to eat together with the Zav who's Nama Aretz, because we're afraid that they'll grow accustomed to eating together. So says Gemara, Gemara says, what's the big, you ever hear of Kiruv? Like, what's so terrible about the Zav eating, the Zav Parush eating together with the Zav Amaretz? Now the concern is that the Zav Amaretz is going to give the Zav Parush Tame food. So I got news for you, says the Gemara. All the food that the Zav Parush is eating is also Tameh food. He's a Zav. Everything he's touching is Tameh anyway. So I'm Rabbi Xer Shemiach Len Dvarm Shein Mesukonin. No, the concern is he's going to give him something that Shumas and Maestros were not taken from. Now, Abaye's Sheet and Mesechus Ksubas is that Rova Me'aretz are Ma'asrin Him. You know, we have all Mesech and Shas called Mesechus Demai, where when you buy things from an Ma'aretz, you have to take off Maestros, not Truma, because everyone is careful about Truma, even the Amei Aretz, but Maestros you have to take off, because we have to be Choshesh that the Amei Aretz didn't take Maestros. So Abaye is the Bal Meimra in Ksubas Tav Chav Dalid, that Rov Amei Aretz actually do take Maestros. And this was only a Din Midrabanan called Demai, because the Miut of Amei Aretz that don't take Maestros is a significant enough Miut to be concerned about. So the Tos HaRosh points out that even though Abaye holds Rov Amei Aretz are Maestros, he still holds that we should be machmir over here, that the Zav Parush should not eat with the Zav Amaretz on account of the possibility that he's going to feed him food that's not, that the maestros aren't taken from, kedei laharchik mina avera, which seems a little bit like a gzera legzera, that here we have a gzera of demai, don't eat food from an Amaretz, and now we're saying, oh no, not only don't eat food from an Amaretz, don't even eat at the same table lest he give you his food. The Ritva suggests that Abaye holds that a chaver parush should be careful, because maybe that amaretz that he's eating is among the miut. But again, it's all the same idea, that it seems like somewhat of a gzera l'gzera. Okay, says Gemara further, another explanation of what exactly the Bryce is concerned about, if the zav parush is eating together with the zav amaretz. Rava amar, rov amaretz ma'asrin hein, el shemi ragel etzov yechlenu dvarm t'mein bimeta araso. That Rava says, you don't have to worry that he's going to give you dvarm shenim sukanim. Rova Tamei Aretz actually do take maestros. The Gezerah on Tamei was because Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent a message B'chol Gvul Yisrael that they weren't being mafresh they were only being mafresh Shuma Gadola, that meaning that they were all being mafresh Shuma Gadola. Tosus points out over here that in Dibra Maskel Rabbah they were all being mafresh Shuma Gadola, but they were not all being mafresh maestros. Tosa Rush suggests that that most of them at the time that they made the Gezeirah of Tamei were not taking maestros, but once they gave the Musar about it, so they changed their ways and the Am Eretz started taking maestros. But then when Yochanan Kohen Gadol died, a minority of them went back likil kulam to their old ways. Most of them continued to take maestros, and so it at least rose to the level of bringing back the old chashash, even though it was no longer a rov. Anyway, Rava says, Rova Amarit's Master Rehame. Bottom line is, however we got there, nowadays most Amarit's do take maestros, and since it's a gzeira drabanan, we're not going to make a gzeira li gzeira, like Abaye just made. Ela Shemiye Ragilatz of Yechlenu Dvarm Tamei and Bime Taraso. No, the concern is not that he's going to feed the Zav Parush Tamei foods now. Now he's allowed to eat Tamei foods. Everything he's eating now is Tamei anyway. The concern is they're going to get used to eating together, they're going to get used to having meals together, and that he's going to have tamei foods eventually, that it's going to get to a point where the zav parush is no longer a zav and he's just stam a parush, and he's still going to eat with the amaretz, and the amaretz is going to feed him dvarim tameim even at those times. Good. Now, next shaila, ibaylu nida mahu shetishan imbayla hi bibigda vahu bibigdo. They had the following shaila: can nida and her husband sleep together in the same bed if everyone is fully clothed? Is that also a chashash that they might lead to avera, or maybe there's no chashash in such a situation because you can they're both wearing clothing, so it's not going to lead to any sort of issa. The clothing is enough of a hacker. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Let's bring a raya to answer this. There is a Mishnah of all places, Meseches Chulin. Ha'of ole magvina l'shulchan ve'enon echel divrei Beishamai. Beishamai holds that you're allowed to bring chicken on the same table with cheese, you just can't eat them together. Meaning, on a daraisa level, basar of is not basar, as far as the isra of basar b'chalav. But nevertheless, the Rabbanan made a gzera that you're not allowed to have basar of with chalav either. But to bring it on the same table, Beishamai says, that's not such a problem. You can bring it on the table that you're eating on. Since the isra to eat it together is only an isra to Rabbanan, they never made such a gzera. They never made such a gzera about bringing it on the table. That would be a gzera l'gzera. But beisalal omrim lo olav lo nechal, that not only can it not be eaten, it's not even allowed to be brought on the same table. So apparently beisalal made a gzera not to bring it on the same table, lest they come to eat together. So over here also, Anita and her husband sleeping in the same bed, they might come lidei avera. It should be the same exact issue. The Ritva explains that if it's usher to put basar of and gvina on the same table, even eating them together is only an Isser Drabanan, it's really a Kal V'chomer. That Kal V'chomer by Anida and Baila, where there's a greater Yetzer Hara, and there's a Cheshash that will violate an Isser D'Araisa, that they're not allowed to sleep together, even so for sure they should be also to sleep together. Hu b'bigdo, v'hi b'bigdo. Sfasemes raises the question, he says, I don't understand what the connection is. Basar and Gvina are two different items that are Asr together. Anida and Baila that are together are more similar to two people reading La'araner on Lel Shabbos, reading the same book La'araner on Lel Shabbos, which we just said yesterday, where we're not choshesh, since they're both osek in the same thing, one of them will remind the other. So Sfasema says, no, the chashash is that one won't be able to remind the other because maybe the husband will be bold the wife while she's sleeping, so she won't be able to remind him. I would have said that countering possibility that one will remind the other is an enormous Yetzer Hara. So once there's an enormous Yetzer Hara, that could compensate for the fact that you have a second Deya there. But anyway, says Gemara, Shaini Asam, Zaleka Deyos, that bring Of and Gvina on the same table, there are no two people, one to remind the other. But as far as Nida with her husband in the same bed, there are Deyos. One person will remind the other. So Achidam Mistavra, Teichadika Deyos, Shaini, that there is a difference difference when there are multiple people. Diktani Seifa, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsonayim Ochlan Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Ochel Basar Ve Ze Ochel Gvina, Vein Choshen. That if you have two different guests eating at the same table, one eating meat, the other eating Gvina, and they're each eating their own meals, then you have to worry that they're going to feed each other. So you see that when there are Deos, we're not Choshesh for a Michshal. If you're having lunch by yourself and you decide to put chicken on the table and cheese on the table, that's a problem. There's Leka Deos. But when there are multiple people and one guy's eating chicken and the other one's eating cheese, that's not a problem. So says, is that really not a problem? We have to qualify that statement. V'la v'itmar Allah, didn't we further qualify that Omer of Chanan Barami, Omer Shmuel Lo Shanu, Elo She'in Makirin Ze'ezeh, that that's only if the two people don't know each other. So there's no chashash that one of them is going to take the other one's food. Aval Makirin Ze'ezeh Asurim. But if they do know each other, then we are concerned that they're going to take each other's food. And you're not allowed of one guy eating meat and the other one eating cheese at the same table. Vahaninami makirin ze'ezeh ninu. And the Nida and her husband are also makirin ze'ezeh, one would hope. So there is a concern that they might take their food from each other. Says Marno, hachi hashta. You can't compare the two cases, the Nida and Baila, to two guests that are makirin ze'ezeh. Hasam ika deos ika shinoi leka. By the guests, there are different deos, but there's no shinoi in the way that they're eating. They're eating the way they would normally eat when they're eating at the same table. So since the makirim ze'ezeh, we're concerned that it might lead to something. It might lead to them sharing food. But hacha papayinidu baila ika deos, but vi ika shinoi. Normally, by the husband and the wife in the same bed, yes, there are deos, but they're also doing something unusual. Normally, when they're being intimate, they're not fully dressed. So it used to be that when a person would go to sleep in general, they would go to sleep under their covers, but they weren't wearing anything under their covers. So to be fully dressed under the covers was a great chiddush. It was something that was a shinoi. It was an unusual behavior. So since you have this unusual behavior, that serves as a reminder. Rashi points out it's really part of his chiyuv. The pasuk says she'era ksusa va'onasa lo yigra, that a man has to provide his wife with she'er, ksus, and ona. And she'er is kiruv basar. So a person who can't, so if you're going to say that you're unable to be shochi v'mishto, unless it's hu b'bigdovi, he b'bigda, says Rashi, he has to be megarisher and give her a ksuba because he's ruining the marriage if he insists that that's the only way he can be shochi v'mishto. That's one of the things that he's obligated to do, that he owes to his wife. So that's what we're saying, that since they're both fully clothed, so that's a very big shinui, and the shinui should serve to remind them on top of the fact that there are deos. Ika to Amri, some say the raya goes as follows, that Tashmarim, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsonayim Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Basar Ve Ze Gvina, that two guests are allowed to eat chicken and cheese at the same table. The Itmar Alam, Rav Chanan Barami, Omer Shmuel, Lo Shanu, Al Shein Makirin Ze Ze, Al Makirin Ze Ze, Osir. And we explain that that's only when they don't know each other, but if they have a relationship with each other, then it's going to be Osir. Vaninami Makirin Ze Ze Ninu, and this is also considered a case of Makirin Ze Ze. So, meaning, the case of Nida and Baila in the same bed is also Makirin Ze'ezeh, and therefore it should be Aser for them to be in the same bed. So the Gemara answers, no, Hasam Deos Ika Shinoi Leka, Hacha Ika Deos Vi Ika Shinoi. Same ultimate question and answer. In this version, we just got to it more quickly. Instead of going back and forth and back and forth, we said, oh no, by the case of the chicken and the cheese, we know what the end of the story is, that if there are two guests and they're Makirin Ze'ezeh, you have a problem. Therefore, we have Akasha, Anita and Baila in the same bed, and the answer is the same answer, that there's not only Deos, but there's also a Shinoi. Tashma, another Raya. Our Mishnah, Lo Yochal Azavim Azavim Mishum Hergel Avera. So the Chamor goes there, apparently, even though there's a Zav and a Zava, there are Deos. So Hachanami answers the Gemara, no, by the eating of the Zav and the Zava eating together, it's not a Raya, Deos Ika, Shinoi Leka. Because yes, there are Deos, but there's no Shinoi. They're eating together in the normal fashion. Tashma, another Raya, that the Pasuk describes, a Tzadik, Elaharim Lo Ochal, Ve'enov Lo Nasa El Gilule Beis Yisrael Ves Eishes Re'eh Lo Time Vel Isha Nida Lo Yikrav. So that's the pasuk describes. El Aharim Lo Achal means he didn't violate Avodah Zarah on the mountains, which is Achila Miziv Chemesim. Ve'enov Lo Nasa El Gilule Beis Yisrael, he didn't violate other Avodah Zarahs like Baal, and that was in the Shomron and Agolim in Beisel and Badan. Right? Rashi explains all of this on Yecheskel. And the in Masech Sanhedrin says that El Aharim Lo Achal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph, that it means that he doesn't require parnasa based on zuchus avos. He has his own zuchus to rely on. He doesn't need zuchus avos. El Aharim, the mountains, the previous generations, the ones that we value so much, that we get zuchus avos from the previous generation. He didn't need to rely on that for his own parnasa. But anyway, makish isha nida le'eshes re'ehu. Look at the pasuk; it's stunning. The pasuk describes that what is his behaviors, and it lists isha nida and eshes re'ehu like they're on equal footing, right? Ma eshes re'ehu hu bibigda v'yibigda aser. So just like it's clear that to sleep in the same bed with someone else's wife, even though fully clothed, is aser min haTorah, the Gemara darshens this way in Maseches Kiddushin ki yisischa chicha ben imecha. So the Gemara at the end of Maseches Kiddushin says what? V'chi ben eim mesis ben av eino mesis. Why do we discuss an example of mesis dafka by your brother ben imecha? So the Gemara says no, mikan that it's also to have yichud min haTorah and yichud with arayos such as an eshes ish. That's an issa daraisa. So we're assuming if it's hu bibigda v'hi bibigda, that's at the very least it's a violation of an issa of yichud. So just like by eshes chavero, there's an issa of hu bibigda v'hi bibigda. So af ishtonida hu bibigda v'hi bibigda aser. So too ishtonida is aser hu bibigda v'hi bibigda. So asks the Ron the obvious kasha. Wait a second. Why is it aser by eshes re'eh hu bibigda v'hi bibigda? We just said because yichud, and now we're saying, oh, and we're going to compare eshes re'ehu to ishtonida. Shouldn't it therefore follow that there's an iser yichud with ishtonida? We never heard of such a thing. So there happens to be the Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk in Masech Sanhedrin, Suga Bashoshanim, that Klal Yisrael is so special that even Kesuga Bashoshanim, we're going to be thrown off the Zoom in less than a minute. My computer's telling me, so everyone's just log back on. It's not YU's fault. It's my fault. I don't know how to work the system, but I have to figure it out. So there's an issur yichud. There's no issur yichud. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin because we dash in Suga Bashoshanim. The Klal Yisrael are so holy that even Kesuga Bashoshanim, even a hedge of roses, is enough to keep apart a husband from his wife. And also you can't learn the issur of yichud nida from Eishes Ish because by Eishes Ish there's Yitzro Tokfa. There's a stronger Yetzer Hara. By Ishto Nida the Yetzer Hara is weaker because there's what's called Pas Pesalo. Meaning he knows that she's going to be muteris to him. He knows that she has been muteris to him in the past. So since they have been together and they will be together, so that's okay, you guys are much quicker than me getting back. So since he has been together and they will be together, therefore there's no Yetzer Hara. This is halacha lemaisa. Sometimes you have an ishtonida where they haven't yet been together. Then you taka don't have the situation of pas besalo, and then it's really going to be aser. This happens when you have a chupas nida, which I used to think that with all the hormones and whatever else that people take in advance of their weddings, it doesn't really happen. You don't have so often a chupas nida. I did one chuppas nida in my entire life until as a Masechet Kiddushin until recently. But now that weddings are being moved up and things are happening when they weren't originally scheduled to, so now we're having a few more chuppas nidas. But then you have this difficult situation where they're not allowed to have yichud. Why? Because then they do have a yetzer hara because they haven't yet been together. It's an interesting discussion. What if they won't be together? They're planning on getting divorced. So they're not going to be together in the future. Would you say that it's aser to have yichud with ishto nida even in such a case? Okay, a conversation for a different time. So says the Gemara, where were we holding? So we said that we're making this comparison between ishto eishes chaveiro and ishto nida, and therefore shema mina. Therefore, we see that you're not allowed to sleep with ishto nida even hu bebigda vehi bebigda, even in the same bed if everybody is clothed. Upliga the Rabbi Pidas, and this is against Rabbi Pidas. Amar Rabbi Pidas lo asra elu korva shel gilui arayos bilvad, that the only type of korva is tashmish. Shenamar ish ish el kol she'er b'saro lo sikravu legalos erva, that the Torah only asers legalos erva, but all other kirvos, including kiruv basar, are only aser mitrabanan. So hu bebigda vehi bebigda is such a low level that it's not even midrabanan. The Tosos raises the question, Dibra Maskal Pliga, that it's very not mistaver that Rabbi Pidas disagrees with the Mishnah that says Lo Yochel Azavim Azava, even though clearly Lo Yochel Azavim, that's not Gili Arayos. And it's also not mistaver that Rabbi Pidas was matir to lie in the same bed with your wife, Hu Bigdo Vihi Bigda, when she's a Nida, meaning, I mean, come on, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that that's asking for trouble if you do that. So Tosos tries to work out how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Pidas in light of that. But Rashi understands simply that Rabbi Pidas just says that they wouldn't make such a far gezeira. Ula ki hava asim be'rav, when Ula would come back from the Beis Medrash, hava menashik lulach vasei abeichadayu, he would kiss his sisters on their necks, va'amrila abeyodayu, and some say on their arms. So pliga didei adidei, and this is he's arguing on himself. Damar Ula afilu shum korva aser, that any sort of korva with arayos is going to be aser mishum, based on the pasuk of the mashal of lech lech amri nazir schar schar, based on the mashal of lech lech amri nazir schar schar lekarma lo tikrav, that you tell a nazir, go around the vineyard, don't go anywhere near the vineyard, because we're afraid that if a nazir goes near a vineyard, he's going to pluck a grape and he's going to eat it. So over here also, when it comes to kirva with arayos, we have to be very careful that it's not, that it doesn't be maybe the day of vera, that a person doesn't violate any isurim. So the Gemara just leaves it at that. Here, Ula used to kiss his sisters, on their necks or on their arms. Oh, but you should know, Ula said you're not allowed to do such things. You got to stay away from such isurim. Isn't that a kasha, right? Shouldn't the Gemara say? And the Teretz, the Gemara doesn't resolve it. How could Ula go against his own advice? So you have to say that similar to what the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubas in the second perek, that Rav Ada Bar Ava used to dance at chasanas with the kala on his shoulders, and the Talmidim said, "Ooh, that looks like fun. Can we try doing that?" And he said, "If the kala to you is like a beam and you have no sense of hana from it whatsoever, then maybe you could try doing such things. But until you get to that point of Kedusha and Tahara, then you can't try doing such things." So you have to say that Ula knew this about himself, that it wasn't going to bring any sort of hiror, and that's why he was willing to be Mekel. Similar to the Gemara's discussion in Brachos about Rabbi Yochanan sitting by the Beis HaTevila. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara never asks, why wasn't Rabbi Yochanan worried about Yetzer Hara? The Gemara asks, why wasn't he worried about Ayin Hara? What about his Yetzer Hara? So it could be Rabbi Yochanan was on such a holy level that he didn't have to be concerned about such things. Could also be the Rishonim point out that Rabbi Yochanan had these extremely long eyelashes, so he couldn't see anything. So there was no real Yetzer Hara of seeing women when they came out of the Beis HaTevila. So Tana de Be'elio, Maisa B'Talmud Rechel, famous Tana de Be'elio. There are only two Gemaras in Shas that I'm aware of that really head-on tackle the issue of Harchakos, of what you are not allowed to do with your wife when she is a Nida. This is one of them, and it's an Agadata Gemara. So it's not really abundantly clear about all of the Archakos, but it gives us a start. There was a certain Talmud who learned a lot of Torah. He learned a lot of Torah and Mishnah and Gemara. Shimish Shemilicham Rabbi means he means Gemara usually. And he died when he was 35 years old. Tellus Tfilov, Umachzratim Bebatim Nasiyas Batim Midrashos. His wife, Nebuchadnezzar Almana, she brought his tefillin around to the different Batim Knesios and Batim Midrashos to challenge the Tamidei Chachamim. Why is this happening? She wanted to know. Va'amra Lahem, Ksiv Batarik Yichayach Avarachimecha. It says in the Torah that Torah is supposed to be Chayach Avarachimecha. So Ba'ali Shashana Harbe Vakarabe Vishimishamir Chamarbe Vipne Mames Bechatzi Yamav. My husband, he did a lot of Torah. He was so engaged in Torah. So why did he die so young? Where's the Arichus Yamim? V'loi Adam Machzira Davar. And no one responded to her because they were smart. You don't respond to someone who asks. Why does Hashem? You don't claim to have the answers when someone asks. Why does Hashem do something like this? Because we don't have the answers. You'd have to be Eliyahu Navi to have the answers. You have to be a Navi to have the answers to such questions. I once told my Talmidim, I came into Shir, I said, you guys should know that I'm a very special person. I was Zocha to Gilui Eliyahu today. So they were very intrigued that, ooh, you were Zocha to Gilui Eliyahu and you're admitting it. So I said, yeah, I was at a Shiva house and it was a terribly tragic Patira. Someone died at a very young age. And the guy sitting next to me was explaining to the Avelim why it is that the person died. So either he's an idiot or he's Eliyahu Anavi. So I'm going to assume he's Eliyahu Anavi. So I was Zocha to Gilui Eliyahu. So what happens? Pamach is the Sarachti Etzla. So this is a Tanu Bei Eliyahu. So this is Eliyahu Anavi talking. So Eliyahu Anavi says, I once visited this woman, Vaisa Masicha, Kolo Sama Ora. By the way, Eliyahu visited her. Right, Eliyahu Navi went to her because you go to visit it's a brachan almana when an almana is nebuch suffering, so you go and be mechazik. So she was going through the whole story. Va'marti labiti b'meini duseich mahu etzlech. And he said, how did he behave toward you? Right away, Eliyahu Navi zones in on the issue. How did he behave toward you while you were in nida? So I'm really chas v'shalom afilu betzma katana lo nagabi. Chas v'shalom, he didn't even touch me with an etzma katana. B'meili b'neich mahu etzlech. How did he behave toward you while you were during your shiva nikiyim, the day that you're supposed to be wearing white? Oh, well then, achalimi vishasaimi viyashanimi bikiruv basar. Yeah, we ate together, we slept together in the same bed, we drank together. But he never had a havamina to violate an isser in the Torah. V'amarti lo baruch hamakum sharago. And Eliyahu Navi says, blessed Hashem for killing him, shalo nos apanam la Torah, that he didn't pay attention to the Torah. There's actually machlokas rishonim over here. Who was lo nos apanam la Torah? Was it the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was lo nos apanam la Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't pay attention to this fellow's Torah and was willing to give him what he deserved, even though normally Torah learning it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have extra rachmanos? Or is it that this fellow, more pashupshat, that this fellow was lo nos apanam la Torah, that this fellow didn't really pay attention to the Torah? Shari Amra Torah Ve'elisha benidas tumasal lo tikrav. Torah says that you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to have kirva with Isha benidas tumasa, and he did have kirva. The Gemara in Brachos Tav Chav tells us that because Klal Yisrael were machmir al atzma more than divrei Torah, so mida keneged mida, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is no se panim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us a certain Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Right, the challenge is why? Why does Hashem show us favoritism? It's because we go beyond the letter of the law. So when you go beyond what it says in the Torah, that's the great tzuchus. That's why we add all sorts of hanhagos in an eis tzara, because we're trying to have Yis Hashem panav elecha. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Mita Chadavai. The Gemara says that when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he says that when the woman said they slept Bikiruv Basar, she meant in the same bed, but it was a very big bed. So it wasn't Mamish Kiruv Basar. Bimarava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they explained that Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinar Mafsik Bein Olaveina, that they were very close to each other, but they had something that was, they were clothed from the waist down, so there was something being Mafsik between his Erva and hers. Okay, new Mishnah. The Elumina halachos shamru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. That these halachos that we've been talking about, removing the lice from the clothing and reading la'araner, these are the halachos that they were saying in the house, in the attic of the house of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. Sha'alu levakro, the Chachmei Yisrael came to visit him, and there were Talmidei Beis Shammai there and Talmidei Beis Hillel there, and there was big machlokas going on between the Beis Beshamay and Beisilel about 18 different things, and that was a unique day. Normally, the Talmidei Beisilel always outnumbered the Talmidei Beshamay, but that day Nimnu v'Rabu Beshamay al Beisilel. They took a vote, and there were more Talmidei Beshamay than there were Talmidei Beisilel in that attic. Ushmona asur dvarim gazru, and they made a gzera on 18 things to make a boba yom, to make a siyag more than what it says in the Torah on that day. And because they took a vote on that day where the Talmidei Beshamay outnumbered the Talmidei Beis Hillel, the Talmidei Beshamay's opinions were accepted on these 18 matters. So, Amaleya by Rav Yosef, Elu Tanan o Ve'elu Tanan. When we say these are the halachos, is it Elu or Ve'elu? So, Ve'elu Tanan Hanida Amaran is Ve'elu to say the halachos that we've already been discussing, removing the lice, reading by the Araner, o Elu Tanan to be in the name of Kaman. Or we say no. The coming zeros that we're about to describe are the ones that that they made on that day. So Tashma, Ein Pol Naraner Vein Karin Naraner Ve'elu Min Alach Hashem Baliyas Chanani Ben Chizkiya Ben Garon. So and in the Brisa it doesn't then continue with other things. With just these two halachas, it says, oh, by the way, these are some of the zeros that they made on that day. So Shema Mina Ve'elu Tanan Shema Mina. So you see that it's Ve'elu Tanan, that's the proper reading. Tan Rabbanan Mi Kasav Megillas Tainus. Who wrote Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus is a Brisa where they wrote about the Yom Tov and that the Cham were Koveya for a variety of miracles that happened, where you're not allowed to fast on those days, and some of those days you're not allowed to have a hesped either. So Amru Chananya ben Chizkiya v'siyato shoy mechab v'nas atzaros. We're going to take a moment to go a minute over time on this one. That Chananya ben Chizkiya and his chaverim, who used to love tzaros, who loves tzaros? So Rashi points out that they loved tzaros. It doesn't say that they loved the Marshal, but it doesn't say they loved Nisim. It says that they loved tzaros, that they were Makabel Yisurin Ba'ava, and they when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes, and they appreciated the Nes very much that happened because they were Makabel those Yisurin Ba'ava. But the Marsha says no, they mamish loved the Tzaros themselves, meaning when a person goes through Tzaros, a person becomes a better person if he handles it properly. When a person is challenged, when a person is out of his regular routine, when a person has to deal with difficulties, that's where he really has the opportunity to grow at a much more rapid pace. That's where a person can really accelerate their growth. You know, we say in Al HaNisim that we don't only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim and the Flos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMilchamos. Who wants Milchama? No one asks for Tzaros, no one asks for Milchamos, but we appreciate what it can do for us, that we have the ability to grow through the Tzaros, that which has obvious ramifications for what we're going through right now. Amram Shimon Gamliel, Af Anu Mechavin Es Tzaros, says, we love Tzaros also. Eleman Asa, Shem Banu Lichtov, Ein Anu Maspikin. But if we were to write out all the Tzaros, we would never be able to write all of them. It happens all the time. Davar Acher, another reason that we don't write down the Tzaros, that Ein Shota Nifka, a Shota doesn't realize the things that are coming his way. So we too don't realize all the Nisim that Hashem makes to save us. We have no idea how many Nisim happen to us to protect us. Davar Acher, Ein Besar Ameis Margish B'Zemel, or like a raw flesh doesn't feel a sharp instrument that's cutting into it. So too, we're like Mason, we don't feel anything. Our senses aren't attuned to it. I mean, part of it's sad. Part of what we're supposed to work on is that we should become more attuned to Tzara. It was mentioning the other night that the Chafetz Chaim said that we should see tzaros that happen in the world, anywhere in the world, as if someone were to come to town and start shouting in Yiddish. If someone is shouting in Yiddish, he's clearly talking to the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking to Klal Yisrael. We have to find it. Someone just texted me last night. What does it mean that for the first time in my life, you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael? That the borders of Eretz Yisrael are closed? What does that mean? I didn't even think of it. For the first time I could remember, we were not. There were times I couldn't afford to go. There were many times they didn't have time to go. We're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael nowadays. What does that mean? That should mean something. That should mean something for us. So any Vamar, so says the Gemara, is that true that a Besara mace doesn't feel something? Vamar of Yitzchak, Kasha Rima Lemace, that a worm is so painful for a mace, Kimachat Bebasar Achai, like a needle in raw flesh. Shnemar Ach Besara Alav Yichav Nafsho Alav Teval. So you see that apparently raw flesh feels a needle. So Eime Ein Besara Mace, Shebechai Margish Vizemel. Now, a living person's raw flesh won't feel, dead flesh will not feel the sharp instrument, but a dead person, ironically, does feel it. Okay, we'll stop there because I already went over time. I apologize for going over. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, 6:15, at Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for joining me on the Zoom.
About the 40 minutes. You use the shear for any other shear?
I'm sorry?
Do you use this Zoom ID for other shiurim?
I use the Zoom ID for other shiurim. Not like right now. I daven right now. But yeah, I do use it for other shiurim.
No, but do you have the 40-minute timeout for those two?
Yeah, I with my daily Gemara shiur, I give for an hour or more. And
so I was thinking, if this was created before they changed your account, maybe creating a new ID after they've changed your account to permanent, it might just be that it's an old ID and you need to create a new one.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to the...